This is Decoded Datebook for June 20th. George Armstrong Custer and the 7th Cavalry will forever be remembered for the Battle of the Little Bighorn, or Greasy Grass, on June 25th and 26th of 1876. Custer and 263 of his men died fighting Lakota and Cheyenne warriors. The fight did not involve every soldier in the 7th Cavalry. One of the fortunate ones was Jacob Horner. His story was published on this date in 1936. Jacob Horner was born in New York City in 1855. He enlisted in the 7th Cavalry in 1876 and was one of a group of 78 newly arriving recruits at Fort Abraham Lincoln near Bismarck on April 30th. The U.S. Army had ordered horses for these cavalrymen, but the horses hadn't yet arrived. So when Custer's 7th Cavalry and the 17th Infantry ventured forth on May 17th, to head for Montana and its fateful expedition against the Lakota, Jacob Horner and the other 77 new cavalrymen had to walk. Marching across 300 miles of grasslands in cavalry boots was disagreeable for Horner. "We weren't equipped for walking like the infantry," said Horner. "Our feet got sore and we got hungry. 12 pieces of hardtack and a strip of sow belly was our entire daily ration. I'd eat it all for breakfast and still be hungry." The Custer expedition split up at the junction of the Powder and Yellowstone Rivers near present-day Miles City. Custer's 12 mounted companies went ahead to locate the Lakota, leaving Horner and the other 77 unmounted cavalrymen with the infantry. Dividing his forces was a big mistake. Horner put it this way. Custer thought there were about 1,500 Lakota in that region. Actually, there were 3,500 or 4,000 Lakota and Cheyenne. Custer's last stand demise came on June 25th, but the news didn't reach Jacob Horner and those at Powder River for nearly a week. Horner served in the cavalry for 5 years, earning an honorable discharge. In 1880, he married Catherine Stewart, daughter of an Army officer at Fort Totten. They settled in Bismarck, where he became a local butcher, and they had 5 children. Jacob Horner died in 1951 at the age of 96. He was well known as the last of Custer's troopers, as one of the cavalrymen who escaped an early grave, all for the lack of a horse. Today's Decoded Datebook is written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.